Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Amazon, Google, Microsoft all warning that Ireland will lose significant investment if we can't quickly improve our energy grid. Well, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities is currently consulting on rules for large energy users like data centres. And the Business Post reports that there's particular concern from data centre operators that these new rules could oblige them to restrict their power use at times of acute stress on the grid. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined in the studio by the head of Cloud Infrastructure Ireland, which is an IBEX group representing the data centre sector, Michael McCarthy, and by Green Party TD for Waterford, Mark O'Cahasig, who is in our Dáil studio. Michael, come to you first. I mean, your industry, your members, use huge amounts of energy. We know that in this global network of servers. Is it not reasonable that during times of peak demand that you might be asked to reduce your use? Is that not a reasonable request to have made of you?
Well, in the overall scheme of things, Claire, we contributed to the recent consultation run by the CRU on devising a connection policy for large energy users, and that's by and large data centres. Now, we recognise there's pressure on the system, but we've equally asked the regulator to look at this issue in its entirety. We believe that there is scope for limited expansion for some operations of DCs in Ireland, given the constraints on the grid between now and, let's say, 2030, because a significant issue for us is that by 2030, the government have a very strong ambition around deploying 5 gigawatts of offshore wind. And that will be really important that there is a large energy user market to take that offshore wind by 2030. So in the meantime, we're working with the regulator and ask him to look at this submission in the context of allowing limited growth while there's periods of constraint.
Well, we were in touch with the CRU on this and we have a statement from them this morning. They're coming to the end of the consultation period, but they're really clear in saying that they have been cognizant and the new policy will be cognizant of facilitating both new investment in the Irish economy and balancing this with security of supply within the transition to a lower carbon future. So they're doing exactly what you've asked them to do. They're considering all sides in this.
Yeah, there's a very strong piece for us in terms of sustainability, because like one of the fewer known things about data centres, particularly from a Cloud Infrastructure Ireland point of view, is the sustainability of that industry. And we're working in collaboration with various state agencies, various government departments and also the regulator about reaching the very ambitious target to decarbonise our grid to an 80% level by 2030. So our members, for example, are bringing 1,100 megawatts as we currently speak to the system, and we want to continue to enable decarbonisation of the system. So that's why we said in the submission, for example, we know there's a period of constraint and difficulty, but we equally believe there's some opportunity to allow limited growth while being mindful of the 2030 targets.
Mm-hmm. Mark, do you agree with that? That, you know, until we get to that point where we have an abundance of wind energy, that there is some capacity for data centres to expand?
Well, there's already, look, if we look at the energy usage of data centres within our electricity system, it's already at about 18% of our total energy usage. And already with the connections that are all granted, the planning permissions that are there, the expansion of capacity within existing planning permissions, that's going to rise to 30% by 2030. That's a huge part of our total energy demand across the entire economy. And there's no doubt at all, so there's a part for these data centres to play in terms of our decarbonisation journey. But at the minute, the fact that we've had to commit so much of our energy generation to servicing these data centres, it is certainly slowing down our decarbonisation journey. So I would agree with a lot of what Michael has to say around investing in our grid, making sure that our grid infrastructure is fit for purpose. We have to look at the deployment of renewables, but not just renewables, but also how you store renewables, because people are aware that it's intermittent. The wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. You have to have that backup on the grid as well. So I would say at the minute, the Irish people are taking a huge burden already. We have more of these data centres per capita than any other place in the world. We've seen a bigger growth over the last few years than any place else in the world. So I think it's appropriate that we get this new rule set in place to make sure that whatever expansion is planned in this sector into the future is sustainable, and we can do it in a way that's in line with our goals under the Climate Act and with our goals under the EU decarbonisation, and it's consistent with the likes of the Paris Agreement.
But the data centres, are they not the price we pay for this very large, very successful, very lucrative tech industry, Mark, that we have on this island?
I don't think that the two things necessarily go together. I know that there is a connection between some of that inward investment that's been so important, and certainly in terms of corporate taxation, there's a large amount of that coming in from these large multinationals. But we've certainly already taken a huge part of the burden on this. You know, to have that 18% of our total electricity demand already going into data centres, that rising to 30% by 2030, look, that's a huge section already. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, we put the cart before the horse here. We were tied into a lot of these by the previous government. It was very much an open door policy. Once we have the renewables, because data centres are neither bad nor good in and of themselves. The issue is the energy usage and how we produce that energy. And as Michael identified, when we get to that 5 gigawatts that's laid out of offshore wind deployment, that's laid out in the programme for government by 2030, when we look at the 30 gigawatts that's planned for 2050, then it becomes less of a problem. Then we'll be producing clean, green energy.
Okay, so can I just be really clear for people listening to this? It's the next 6 years that is the problem. Is that what you're saying, Mark?
I think the next 6 years are going to be difficult. If we look at what the CRU has had to do in recent years, I mean, around the contracting of new gas power plants, people will know that we had two rounds of emergency generation procurement of some 700 megawatts. And that was to keep the lights on, Claire. People are aware that the electricity system, particularly at wintertime, is constrained. And this government and the CRU, to be fair, has moved heaven and earth to make sure that we haven't had brownouts or blackouts on the system over the last two winters.
Okay, well, let's bring Michael back in here. I mean, you heard what Mark had to say there. We have done our bit here for these big companies and their data centres.
Yeah, I think one of the big points to bear in mind all of the time, Claire, is the EirGrid publication Shaping Our Electricity Future, which has that target of 80% of renewables on the system by 2030. Sometimes the debate gets lopsided and we concentrate on that increased usage of power, the increase in demand. And we don't, in my view, debate adequately the inadequate level of generation of supply. So that's why, from Cloud Infrastructure Ireland's point of view, we want to see more renewables on the grid. We want to see more solar PV, more onshore, more offshore wind. And we will be that market, the large energy user market, will be the market that will assist government in 2030 to take the first 5 gigawatts of offshore wind.
But what's going to happen in the interim period? I mean, you know, I think you both agree that it's going to take time to get to that point. You're saying we need more energy, and you're saying there is capacity to give us more energy. Mark is very concerned about that.
Yeah, we need certainty around the current LEU policy. So when they'll ultimately issue a direction to EirGrid, we want certainty around connections, around timelines, because our position is you can facilitate moderated growth between now and when all that offshore wind comes onshore.
But what about the pressure we've seen on the grid, though, just last winter when we had those warnings about potential brownouts and blackouts?
Yeah, I remember the warnings quite well. Yeah. And the CEO of EirGrid on that occasion said, look, the lights will stay on. This is a difficult, challenging period. And that's why we're working collaboratively with the regulator and other semi-state agents and government departments in order to ensure we do our bit. And that's why, for example, we're very strong in terms of decarbonisation and looking at innovative ways that can enable the state to reach those decarbonisation
in
targets.
In the interim period, within the six-year period, is that what you're saying?
Yes, but in that interim period, Claire, there is opportunity for moderated growth, because this is basically sending a signal to investors that, you know, we're not closed for business. This is a big issue for Ireland Inc., not just data centres, but other sides of the economy. It's really important we make that point. So between now and then, between the point when we will become off-takers of offshore wind, we're going to continue to work collaboratively. We're going to look at this element of moderated growth and continue the business investment in this country, and also continue with our very strong sustainability strategies.
There is a link between our big tech industry and these data centres being given permission to use more energy.
Oh, that's undoubtable. I mean, the IDEA, for example, will tell you that there's about 140,000 jobs in the computer services industry. Now, behind that very important cloud infrastructure, and we've become a kind of a digital global leader in that respect. Many of these companies are headquartered here in this city. So we've built a very strong, very hard-fought reputation around building that cloud infrastructure. We want to continue to do that, and that's why we've asked the regulator to look at our submission in the context of sending that signal to the market, sending it to investors, so we can continue to contribute to the sustainability ambitions of the state and continue to develop a world-class infrastructure
or
in
else,
Dublin.
Or else what's going to happen?
We're very conscious that whatever the regulator will come out with, we don't want it to throttle that type of investment or send that signal to the markets. We believe, for example, in line with the EirGrid policy Shaping Our Electricity Future, this is doable and this is manageable. granted the next couple of years are difficult, but we accept, we're proposing
where will these companies go
for moderated.
If you're told it's not possible?
Well, we hope we don't arrive at that juncture, Claire, to be quite honest, and that's why we're looking at this really important publication by the CRU, and we've outlined very clearly what our views are, because at the end of the day, it's in all of our interest to decarbonise the grid, but it's equally in the interests of Ireland Inc. And if you take, for example, the companies like Hanley Energy, Colin Construction, these are the Irish registered vans that are driving around Europe, building out data centres, an ability and a skill set they've built here in Ireland. So we need to be on top of our game in terms of allowing the development of that world-class digital infrastructure.
But are you saying, if you don't allow us to use more energy, we'll take our jobs elsewhere?
There's always risk. And I don't envy the CRU in terms of, you know, the decisions that they have to make. But this is probably the third attempt in as many years to devise a workable policy from a regulatory point of view, because it's worth bearing in mind the Irish government have a very strong statement around the role of data centres in Ireland's enterprise economy, and they look at the type of data centre that they favour. So we commissioned, for example, Baringa in the UK to look at green data, look at decarbonising data centres. We published that 3 years ago, and we've managed to allow the debate to look at decarbonisation.
Yeah, I think we all understand that, but it's this 6 year period that we're focused on until we get to the point where it's decarbonised. I want to bring Mark back in there. Do you take any comfort from that, or are you more concerned that there is a warning in there? It might be couched in gentle language, but if you don't allow them to use more energy, they may go elsewhere.
Look, Michael is an industry lobbyist, and he's doing the job that he's employed to do, and that is to advocate for what he calls moderated growth. When you look at actually the growth that has been in this sector over the last number of years, as I said, 18% currently of our electricity demand, rising to 30% by 2030, and that's just with what's baked in. So what I do know about this is that Minister Ryan has actually been engaging with all of these companies, all of the key players, the likes of Microsoft, Google, Amazon, etc. And Michael will know this as well. The clear message that they're putting across, because they're hearing it from their shareholders, they're hearing it from their service users, is that the future of these companies, if you ask Microsoft, do you see the future as brown Microsoft or green Microsoft? They're going to tell you green Microsoft, because they're being told that by their shareholders. They know in their long-term forecasting that the only way to build a path for future growth is a sustainable path. And so we're sending out a clear message that, yeah, we're absolutely open to investment. We're absolutely open to building those centres of digital excellence that we founded a lot of our economy on. But if you want to do business in Ireland, you're going to do it in a way that's consistent with our Climate Act. You're going to do it in a way that's consistent with EU expectations around emissions reductions. And you're going to do it in a way that's consistent with the Paris Agreement. Okay. And unless we can do it in that way, unless we build the grid infrastructure that's going to do it, the renewables, the storage capacity that's going to allow us to do it, then we won't be consistent with that. Our legal imperatives under the Climate Act.
All right, we need to leave that one there. But thank you both, Michael McCarthy from IBEC Cloud Infrastructure Ireland and Mark O'Cahasy, Green Party TD for Waterford. We're going to be talking about the weather next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.